Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So whether you guys believe in climate change or global warming or don't believe in climate change or global warming, I've just been under the impression that we have had climate changes throughout all of history, whether it was the Ice Age, whether it was the making of the Grand Canyon, and climate changes, whether that should warrant certain political advocacy or money spent is for the Republicans and Democrats to decide. But we are being told that there are some changes that we need to be aware of. And let me get this. I'm sorry, we're getting some volume in here. I apologize. It's a pretty sound, though, prettier than my voice. Where if we don't look at the heat we're producing, our cities may be at risk. Now, I get that I eat hamburger and I still want to eat a hamburger. I don't think my hamburger is ruining the country. So I want everybody to kind of leave me alone and let me eat my hamburger. But we are looking at electric vehicles and making the roads electrically charged, or ways where they have the coils or the structure to charge as a car or bus or truck drives over them. These things produce heat, and studies are showing that the heat from the cities, from the cars, from the temperatures outside, not only are affecting above ground, but below ground, and that these temperature changes, whether it ups it by 10 degrees, 20 degrees, I think one study looked at the temperature change range anywhere from 0.5 to 2.5 Celsius, degrees going up. Well, if, you know, Celsius, 0 degrees is what, 32 degrees Fahrenheit. So 1 degree is 33 degrees Fahrenheit. If they're talking about some shifts in temperature, that could be pretty significant. I apologize, we got a little bit of background noise here. And so my concern, and I apologize, I don't know how to, where that sound's coming from, is our cities, I don't think, were built with the best engineering in mind. Not some of the older ones. Some of the newer ones, yes. There was a lot of thought process. But, and you know, when there was massive expansion and just this huge, huge rush to build, I don't think they were thinking in mind what happens underground. What happens if there's changes underground? And so we saw a condo collapse in Surfside, Florida. Was it because of a sinkhole? They said it was because of engineering or structural. Was it because that there were some changes that caused the shifts in the ground that then caused the change in the structure? When we spoke about sinkholes, we spoke about how when you have sinking of the ground, and we've already been told Venice is sinking, New York is sinking, Houston's sinking. When you have a shift, you're going to have changes in the structure of the building. They're saying the heat is weakening it as well. And you saw what heat did to that Philadelphia Bridge. Mind you, that was a tanker that was underneath it with a lot of heat, 1,000, 2,000 degrees. But we have cars, electric cars, that are spontaneously combusting at times. Or we have cars that get into car fires with wrecks. These are things that are transmitting heat that can unfortunately hurt the structure. But there's this big push to electrify our roads and put these coils and have these cars charge. That causes heat. Have you ever felt your iPhone charger while it's charging? It generates heat. So thank God there's somebody looking into this going, can our cities handle it? I don't have a problem with people talking about how the climate changes and how certain things are going to affect our coastlines, how part of the country may be getting wetter, part of the country may be getting drier. But if we do have a vulnerability, that we need to be aware of that. Because building collapses are pretty scary. We saw that parking lot in New York collapse. They said the parking garage was built in the 30s, 40s, and they said it's because it was overloaded with cars. Also, cars are heavier now. Cars are heavier than they used to be. Those Model Ts were a hell of a lot lighter than a Tesla. And so if the cars are heavier and the cars are emitting more heat, it is going to change the structure of the roads. It's going to change what these buildings are on. And so it's a fascinating look. I mean, that doesn't mean we necessarily have to charge taxpayers more, but I think we need to be aware that it's not so much the sun flares or that the sun is heating up. It's we have more population. We have, and I'm telling you right now, the border, that's seen a lot more traffic than it used to. And so if certain roads or bridges weren't designed for that type of traffic or that type of population, we know the hospitals weren't designed because the medical centers are overwhelmed, then we have to be able to conform and evolve with the growing population. And now that we're really pushing electric, we need to identify, are we ready for the extra heat? Now, mind you, a gas-fueled car can give off heat as well. But we want to have electricity running through the roads. We want ports, stopping centers with outlets for people. What does that do in terms of heat and the ground? And we can't have the ground on Manhattan or in Venice or in Houston or Baton Rouge. We can't have our cities on roads that are not going to be stable enough for the changes. We've already built on islands that we don't think can really hold the homes or the structures on it because it looked like land, it looked solid, they're like, why not? So it's a fascinating topic, something that I think does need a conversation. And again, the Republicans and Democrats can hash it out, but I don't think this should be a political issue. I think we should understand that while we're trying to progress and be all electric, that could pose some problems. And if our cities aren't ready for the extra heat, we might need to kind of not go to the extremes and slow things down a little bit. 1-877-DELI. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you saw the weather alerts I posted last night. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to get to 118 degrees, we're being told. In Las Vegas. Now that's going to stink. 118. I told you I grew up with 120 degree summers in Phoenix. Phoenix is going to be 118 all weekend, we're being told. And I was supposed to go down to Phoenix. My husband's going down to Phoenix, so is my son. But I think I'm going to stay and work because we have a lot, I just have a lot of work to do and catching up. I got jury duty coming up next month, so I'm like, let me catch up on some work before I have to do jury duty because I don't know how long that's going to get me, take, you know, keep me busy. But the heat wave is ramping up. And from Florida to California, we are being told it's going to topple records and threaten public health. Now, people say there's always a heat wave every summer. But the record temperatures are what is making news. Extreme heat is always dangerous. Summertime is so dangerous. The dehydration, the sun poisoning, the heat illness, the heat stroke. It's always a dangerous time. We're always prepared for it. But unfortunately, with record temperatures, my worry is the electric grid. You know, because some people say, Dahlia, what's the difference between 95 degrees and 118 degrees? It's so hot, I'm staying indoors. The difference is you have some people that don't care about 95 degrees and they're outdoors. They care about 118, so now everybody's indoors and they're cranking up the air conditioning. We're expecting power outages. A power outage during a heat wave is deadly. National Weather Service has issued heat alerts for more than 86 million people. Hottest temperatures for the Southwest. That's me. An elongated, persistent area of high pressure aloft known as the heat dome is causing records to fall. And according to Axios, it's exacerbated by human-caused climate change. Stop. Okay, again, I'm mixed. If you're talking about what we're doing to our roads and that, yeah, it produces heat. But my hamburger is not making this happen. And you know what? I probably am going to have a hamburger this weekend. I'm not going to want to go out and cook, so I might just get some ground beef, make a hamburger. So I'm going to eat a hamburger this weekend, heat dome or no heat dome. And something tells me it's still going to be hot, whether I have a hamburger or not. Conditions are going to worsen before they improve. Phoenix is going to have their longest streak of days with 110-degree high temperatures or greater. Las Vegas may also break its hottest temperature on record. Death Valley, which is one of the hottest places on Earth, may reach 125 to 130 degrees Fahrenheit. 130, which is still rare even for that location. So the heat dome is going to extend much into California. This extreme category for Phoenix, Las Vegas is some dangerous stuff. It can be deadly. As I said, have a plan. Everybody is thinking, I'm going to stay home. Have a plan in case the power goes out. That's what you need to plan for. Is there a hotel you could be at? Can you go to the mall? Maybe the movie theater. Have plenty of water. Have some fans that are battery operated. And then you could put a wet towel, as long as it doesn't catch fire, and use that as like a swamp cooler. Do you have a room where maybe if the whole place is getting hot, you could try to put a bunch of these battery powered fans in the room with the wet towel and try to cool down the room and have everybody camp there? But have a plan to get out of Dodge. But these heat alerts are very, very dangerous. And again, I worry what the electric grid is going to look like. Whenever there are, though, heat waves and dry weather, we have fires. We're being told by the LA Times that multiple fires have erupted in Southern California. One that apparently burned down a bunch of buildings in Riverside County. The Ryder Fire was first reported at 12:43 p.m. on Seton Avenue in Meade Valley, according to the California Department of Forest and Fire Protection, Riverside County. Crews were able to, though, gain some control within an hour and a half, stop the forward progress, but several buildings and vehicles have been destroyed. As of yesterday, there were 32 acres burned, 60% contained. Then the Springs Fire has scorched over 60 acres. That was reported yesterday afternoon. Fire was 70% contained as of last night. Then in the city of Orange, another fire. So we're in fire season, and many people say, okay, well, we need the rain, we need the monsoon. We do need monsoon rain, but what we have to be careful of is the lightning that comes with monsoons. So the lightning will strike and cause a fire. My parents had a baby when I was 15 and a half, and so they were older, they were tired, and so I took care of him during the days and sometimes in the middle of the night because they were tired. And I was feeding him his bottle, And this was, he was born in January, so this was in the summer of Phoenix, so he was about 6 months old, monsoon season, and an electric bolt split the biggest tree we had in front of our house. There were, most of the time we lived in apartments, but there was a couple times where we had some good years and lived in a house, split the tree in half. And then the tree crashed onto the roof. Luckily, the house was built well enough to withstand the blow of the tree. And it startled him as a baby. And me, I was like, what the hell is that? But it was raining and storming, and then we saw what happened with the tree. So lightning is pretty dangerous. If that lightning started a fire, could have caused the house to be on fire as well. So we are expecting blazes. Not an easy time of year. Just check with your weather. If you could be away from an area that's going to be that hot, try. But if you are going to be hunkered down, have plenty of water, have backup plans in case the power goes out. And food, too. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of my friends are on a cruise this week. And cruises have exploded in terms of people. Not a lot of people are going to Disneyland. We're hearing those numbers are going down. But cruises are going up. In fact, one of my family members was on a Disney cruise. The Disney cruises I hear are really nice. I just haven't done it because they're very expensive. But unfortunately, norovirus outbreaks. Remember the SS Stinky? It was, I think, a Carnival cruise where there was a bunch of people that got sick or were thrown up and it smelled. So norovirus causes diarrhea and vomiting. And there have been 13 outbreaks of norovirus on cruises this year, according to the CDC. That is the highest number of norovirus outbreaks on cruises recorded since 2012. And we're only at the halfway mark. Cruises get very, very popular as we go through the year and Christmas cruises. The most recent norovirus outbreak was on a Vikings cruise voyage from Iceland that docked in New York City. 13% of the passengers and several crew members fell ill. And I don't know if you've ever had a gastrointestinal illness. It doesn't matter how strong you are down for the count. You could get extremely dehydrated. And it is very, very contagious. It inflames the stomach and intestines, causing gastroenteritis. People call it a stomach bug, but it is, we say you get it from oral fecal route, where somehow you ingest microscopic particles of somebody infected. But I got to tell you, when I see these outbreaks that happen on cruises, and I usually don't touch my mouth, and I always wash my hands, and the food they prepare is very careful. They don't let other people touch the food. You almost start to wonder if, and I'm not saying this officially, but you almost wonder if some of these bugs have a more airborne or another type of transmission. Because families will say a stomach bug ran through the house. They're not doing oral fecal contamination often. Most people are washing their hands, and so what the hell's going on here? So there's it's very, very contagious. And so even if you say, I'm not going to touch my mouth, I'm always going to wash my hands, people are still getting sick, and they're like, but I did everything you're supposed to. Maybe there's another component to this. Look at COVID. COVID causes gastroenteritis, but it's airborne. So that is, it's something to think about. It just takes a little bit of the virus to take hold. We don't really have a medication to treat if it's a virus. We have to wait for it to go away on its own. We do hydrate. We do try to address your vomiting. Initially, we want the diarrhea to get it out. But if you're getting very dehydrated, we may give you medication to stop the diarrhea. But the cases are surging because we have more people on these cruise ships. And so a lot of talk about probiotics. You might need probiotics to help slow down the diarrhea. For some people, that works. But most of it right now is all about the hydration. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
I
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. Speaking at the NATO summit in Lithuania with Ukrainian President Zelensky, President Biden is promising NATO membership is in Ukraine's future.
I look forward to the day when we're having the meeting celebrating their official membership in NATO.
Biden said that will happen once the war with Russia is over. Millions of Americans are dealing with an extremely dangerous heat wave in the southwest and catastrophic flooding in the northeast. Meteorologists say a heat dome is expanding from much of Texas across Arizona and Nevada into parts of California. Meanwhile, heavy rains have left parts of the northeast with collapsed bridges, washed out roads, and swift-moving water that has stranded people in their homes and cars. The clock is ticking to avoid the biggest strike in the U.S. since the 1950s. Talks between UPS and the Teamsters Union fell apart. A majority of the 340,000 UPS workers voted to authorize a strike. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that Seattle Public Schools are going to offer gender-affirming care. The schools are going to offer the gender-affirming care. The student has to be at least 11 years old. It'll be absolutely free. And I know many parents are a little concerned about this. We don't have too much details as to what this would entail. I don't even think we know all the ramifications. This is still very new in terms of mass transitioning young individuals. But they want to offer support as well as hormone therapy for these kids. This is going to be free gender reaffirming care. And the services are being, I guess, discussed in the Parents Defending Education documents. It includes hormone therapy for adolescents, referrals for surgery for those who are younger. PDE announced the arrangement Tuesday, signaling out two health centers in particular offering the services. They're both set in Seattle Public Schools. Both centers are run by Country Doctor Community Health Centers, which also runs two primary clinics, primary care clinics also in the city. According to Daily Mail, the facility's self-professed mission, according to its website, is to promote health in transgender, non-binary, and gender-diverse communities through ensuring equal access to gender-affirming medications and procedures. To accomplish this, Country Doctor installed school-based centers at Meany Middle School, Nova High School, allowing students to conveniently seek such services on-site and for free. It's not clear if parents are involved. Puberty blockers are still banned for prepubescent kids. Kids as young as 10 will have access to the hormones like estrogen and testosterone, but not necessarily puberty blockers. Can estrogen cause blood clots? Can these medications have side effects? Absolutely. But they're concerned about the mental health side effects that could affect these kids as well. So, hence the debate. This is the documents from the Seattle Public School detailed by PDE. Both centers are staffed full-time by a clinic administrator, medical providers, and a behavioral health specialist. Now, most people would, when they used to hear that before COVID, they'd be like, oh, okay, well, if you have clinic administrators, you have medical providers, behavioral health specialists, you got a bunch of specialists on, you have a bunch of individuals specialized in their field, they'll be able to make sure that whatever's happening is in the best interest of the kids. Now you have many individuals going, wait a second, what political side of the aisle are they on? I have never seen doctors so divided on this. I have never seen doctors so divided on a fetus being alive. It didn't even matter if somebody was pro-choice, pro-life with the Roe v. Wade law and then eventual overturn. But the average doctor would treat maternal fetal health encompassing the health of the fetus. And now there's doctors saying the fetus is not alive. Where did that come from? So if doctors are mixed on whether a kicking fetus that sucks their thumb and is able to listen to mommy and daddy is not a live being, then, and I'm not talking about the legal protections, I'm not talking right or left, it's just we're seeing doctors now start to divide on things that you thought were kind of, you know, whether you're pro Roe v. Wade or not, or pro women's access to abortions, the fetus being alive was not, it's a live entity, living cells, growing. How is that debated? And apparently now it is. Same thing with doctors looking at individuals who are transgender. Just because somebody is transgender does not mean they don't want to have a family later. How are their providers that aren't accepting the fact that we could be harming their future fertility. You would think if all of us went to medical school or osteopathic school or nurse practitioner school or PA school, we would all kind of be under the assumption that, one, a child could change your mind, an adolescent could change your mind. Somebody who doesn't identify as male or female may still want to have reproductive parts. Apparently, though, no. That people differ on that. And I get, you can differ on, you know, should you give antibiotics for UTI or is it interstitial cystitis? I get that there's, but we're supposed to have some sort of very common understandings and principles. And so I'm a little nervous about this. Now, some of you asked, do these hormones actually work or puberty blockers work? I have seen men and women who have transitioned where it is very difficult to tell what their original biological birth was. I mean, I could tell as a physician, but to the regular societal eyes, no. So you can actually grow facial hair, grow chest hair. They are able to induce lactation in men, biological men. So you can hormonally manipulate. The question is what ramifications could that have? Now, many people feel that we haven't been doing it long enough. We have been doing some transgender surgeries and transitions. We have had had a good number of them, but not in this mass. And I don't think society is ready for schools to have the topics introduced to kids where every child now needs to decide if they want to be a boy or girl. I mean, I got to tell you, if you told me the first time I had my period, if I wanted to be a boy instead of a girl, I would have said, hell yeah. Periods suck. I feel disabled. I'm always embarrassed. I feel weak. I'm in a lot of pain. And I want to be with the boys. I like hanging out with the boys. I want to be good in sports and not have to have this hold me back. Please, sign me up for a boy. Now, thank God that didn't happen. I love being a woman. Despite everything I had to go through as a woman. But, you know, if you tell the average person, look, as a woman, you'll have a higher chance of rape, higher chance of attack, you'll have periods, your breasts are going to slow you down when you run. The average person is probably going to say, I'll pass, let me be the boy. Or if you talk to the average boy that got beat up in a bathroom, saying, look, okay, if you become a girl, you'll have less of this. Okay, trust me, girls can be just as mean, but you're probably going to be beat up less. And you can actually excel in some things, such as sports and stuff, and you might actually be able to do to what they perceive as turn your life around. A lot of boys will say, hell yeah. So we're seeing that there's going to be more numbers because the average child or adolescent may think the grass looks greener on the other side of the fence. Is that true gender dysphoria? A true gender dysphoric patient struggles, and they feel like they've been in the wrong body their whole life. Now we're going to minimize and dilute that, open it up to everybody such that the true transgenders might not get the care and the access they need. So I think we need to think things through. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess it's Prime Day on Amazon. I think there's supposed to be a lot of perks. It started yesterday. I think it goes into today. A lot of deals. I don't like to go shopping, but I did go on Amazon because I found that the kitty litter was very cheap compared to other times. So I jumped on that. bought a couple other things. Overall, what I needed wasn't really Prime Day deal except for the kitty litter. But apparently, for those of you that want to do your Christmas shopping early, it might help. What I would do is, and we keep forgetting to do this, is look and see what the prices are of things before these specials happen. Just like Christmas shopping or Black Friday shopping. Because I told you that the prices go up oftentimes right around the holidays. So I like to shop before. And Prime Day, being in July, might give you that opportunity if you could hide it long enough. Apparently, they have Amazon Fire TV 55 inches. They say you could save about $180, about $340. I don't know how much a 55-inch TV is, but if $340 is a good deal, they have that. Insignia Smart Full HD TV 32-inch is for $110. 50-inch LED TV for $220. The Amazon 75-inch smart TV, $720. They say you're saving $330. I didn't know TVs are already $1,000, but I guess they are. There's also Fire TV sticks, Echoes on sale, the Echo Dot with clock, Kindles, a lot of the Kindles, for those of you that listen to use Kindles for your books. Amazon Arrows, their Wi-Fi's routers, the doorbell ring video. A lot of people have the doorbell videos. I think that's good. I think they're very, very helpful, and I think they cover things in the street. So I think those are good. The Blink Minis. So a lot of tech stuff. But what I would do is be very, very careful, because by the time I got done yesterday, I still spent about $400. I didn't really need all that stuff, but I'm like, you know what? If it is cheaper, I'll buy it now and store it. Be careful with that, okay? Yeah. But again, a lot of it was cat food and kitty litter. You know, I still have a little, you know, zoo at the house, so I needed to make sure I have. And honestly, you can never, you know, have enough kitty litter. You just, yeah. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, interestingly, I looked at this article on MoneyWise, because I like saving you guys money. And this author said there are the top five big money purchases that baby boomers regret in retirement. And so, when people go on retirement, a lot of people have, I've noticed a lot of my friends, they have hit the first class, hit the business class, and have taken an exquisite European or Grecian vacation. No, Greece is Europe. And it's exquisite and all that, but I'm like, you had enough money to do that? I don't. Now, I have gone overseas. Trust me, we figured out how to make it reasonable. We used miles and all that. But unfortunately, a lot of people make a mistake with their travel. Now, they say a four-day vacation within the U.S. costs on average $144 a day. I don't know what they're talking about, because when I go to California, the hotel is easily in the 200s. When I go to New York, it's even more. So I'm not exactly sure where they're talking about. But they suggest don't go international, because it could be more expensive. I've noticed, I told you when we were in Rome, we got our apartment, which was a three-bedroom with two-bath, kitchen, and laundry. We rented it for $150 a night. That was way cheaper than any American price. And it was a mile walking distance from the Coliseum. So to me, you know, I think it could even be cheaper in Europe. But they say be careful with how you spend on travel. Now that you're retired, you're like, I want to go where I've never gone. Well, that's great. And that's wonderful. But you might overspend. So be wise about it. The dream home. They say many people will buy their dream home. And I get it. You know, you worked, you busted your butt, you're now in your senior years, you want to live in a home where you're comfortable. The problem is many individuals buy a house that they don't need. And you want safety, but you really don't need a lot of room. And people are like, well, the grandkids, I have to have a big backyard for the grandkids, I have to have, well, it depends. If the grandkids are only coming over once or twice a year, you could rent a suite at a hotel and save money. So, you know, grandma's house, everybody's like, well, I want grandma's house because grandma's house always had the swing set. Grandma's house always had this. The thing is the upkeep and the cost. It's better for you to downsize, have a smaller place, and then you could always take the kids out, do something fun. Trust me, the kids just want to spend time with grandma and grandpa, and they like the presents and that kind of stuff. A lot of older individuals may unfortunately spend money on a luxury car, boat, or RV. I like the RV. I like the idea of the RV because when the poop hits the fan or the power goes out, you have something that you can pile the kids and the family in and the cats and dogs. But the fuel is expensive. And storing it. For us to store our RV, we have to pay somebody $220 a month. Okay, that's a lot of money. So it may be cheaper to just rent an RV if you want an RV. But I get it. A lot of us are like, I want to know I can own it and I can pile everybody up in it if we have to and leave and get out of Dodge. I get that. But sometimes it's more expensive. Same thing with boat. I told my husband, don't buy a boat because but for the amount of time we go on a boat, once or twice a year, we could rent. Right? A lot of older individuals will help their adult children too much. And so they will, 79% of parents, according to this Merrill Lynch study, offer financial support to their kids that are adults. All right? That you need to look at differently. Because, you see, in the olden days, all our money was in one pot. My parents took my money that I had saved up right before I moved out, so I had no money when I moved out. But it was just understood that whatever I own, my family owns. All right, so it's theirs. And then I had to get some scholarships, and I had to work Jack in the Box to make my own money, move out, and then have my own account, which nobody had access to. But family has it. I get that. My kids right now, open. You need anything, you have it. But the way things are going later is, you know, kids, especially when they marry, it doesn't mean they're going to financially take care of you when you're older. And so if you think, well, I share with them, so they'll share with me when I'm older, not always the case. Especially if they have an in-law, a husband, or a spouse, or wife that doesn't like you. So you need to make sure you're financially independent. So even though you're helping your kids, you can always say, look, I don't want to be a burden on you later. You know, you could have the money now, but you might not be able to then help support me later. So I want to make sure I'm still saving up. Buying a second home, a vacation, a resort, rethink that. I know a lot of people want to have a second residence when they go and visit grandkids. It might be cheaper to just get an apartment. Because maintaining a property, now mind you, if you're buying the piece of property where it'll grow and raise the property values, that could be good. But if not, it might be just cheaper to take out a hotel or to rent a VRBO for when you go visit the grandkids. So those are some things, and I get it. We have to be smart with our money. We're living longer. You know, and I have friends whose parents are in the 90s. So that, yeah, then if they've been retired for 25 years, there's not a lot of money coming in, especially with Social Security. So these are things that, you know, we need to be aware of. So they call it boomer's remorse. Send money wise. Good article. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.